wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
So I was watching SNL last night, and this is something I've been begging for, and I was actually considering doing as like a bit, as like a little skit or something in the spring.
Yeah.
But they actually did it, the dance sequence. Finally, somebody did an in real life like reenactment of the Charlie Brown dance segment. I think we've talked about this on the podcast, right?
Yeah. With someone with the cello and Snoopy
and
with the guitar.
They did it. They did it last night, and people like loved it. I was like, validation. And it was really good. It was really good.
I'm disappointed. My TV tapes it every week, and last night I was on the TV, and I was like, you know what? I'm running low on space. I don't need this. And I stopped it before it started.
It was a great episode. Probably the best of the season. Yeah. But yeah, I thought I was validated. Podcast validations. Nailed it. Somebody knew that skit was hilarious. So that's what I play in my classroom when we're doing like Christmas stuff. When we're doing decorating or we're doing activities or stuff. I found a 10-hour loop of just the dance sequence.
Oh.
Somebody on YouTube just put a loop, so I just play it on the TV the entire time while we work in the background, and it just drives my kids insane. So I'm very excited to come back after the break and show them the Saturday Night Live version, because they're gonna like hate it. They're gonna love it. But
I tried watching it last week, the Charlie Brown Christmas actual special with the kids, and I actually fell asleep during it. So
I watched it twice last week.
Oh yeah, because it was free on Apple Plus.
Oh yeah, it's also free on the high seas.
Yeah, you know how
I have a folder that I just drop on drives and leave around the school, saying, "Hey, there's all these Christmas movies on this key." Interesting how that happened.
Because Apple Plus used to be like $4.99 a month, and so when I was accessing it for free Charlie Brown, it's like $13.99 a month now. Like, you got to be insane.
What's Apple Plus?
Apple TV Plus, like Apple streaming, it's like
you don't have Apple One.
No,
what?
I use Spotify, not Apple Music.
I switched over as soon as I had an iPhone. It was so much cheaper.
Oh, okay, but yeah, like Apple TV Plus, like Ted Lasso and Severance are still like the only two in the morning show, like the only three shows still, and there's nothing new there, and it's like $14 a month. It's crazy.
Well, Slow Horses is there.
You got me.
Slow Horses rules.
The space show for all mankind.
But for $14 a month, you know.
Acapulco? Acapulco's a great show. I even like Acapulco. You know,
buy the DVD.
Well, you're right on that one. You're right on the physical media. You actually are laughing.
I got a new DVD in the mail this week.
Because no one owns anything anymore, so suck on that, everyone. Except Carter. He's got it.
Except for me, yeah. You need that new Marvelous 3 Live DVD?
I'll trade you one of my 5 million pedals, Carter.
Ooh, the Grand Canyon, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I want that Butch Walker Ruby Red pedal one day.
Good luck.
It's expensive, though.
Brent, I got to ask you something.
Right.
Rifle drills seem like the most fabulous thing ever. That's all I'm going to say. Thoughts. Purposes.
Fabulous?
I mean fabulous.
Are we talking like army spinning? Like, reloading, unloading?
Like one that all the really serious army dudes all like film and judge. I saw some clips recently. That is.
Are you imagining like tossing in the air, like?
Yes, and the butting and the this and the that and the saluting and the flipping. Like it's.
Yeah, that's beyond.
That's
my knowledge.
That's in the army, guys. Just
I still can't tell. I still can't quite get what you're going for.
No, it's just. It's like all these like jacked up bros, and then there's this guy like basically doing the baton gymnastics drill in the Olympics. while they're all like filming him in military gear, and it's really weird to me. It's just a really strange dichotomy. It's just a, I don't know what that proves or does in the army. You know, it's pretty impressive, but it's almost like someone in their basement with like nunchucks.
Honestly, I think what it might be is like actual serious militaries have a very basic version of it. And that's like where like dictatorship, weak militaries like North Korea or something like that be like, oh, we can do better than that. And they spend all their time like on the dancing portion, not the
actual...
Well,
this was an American one, but...
Oh, okay, okay.
But it was also, it's kind of like bartending, you know, it had a lot of that to it.
Cocktail. The cocktail of...
Of army.
Yeah, like Trump wants to go take the Panama Canal or something back there. That'd be like when Cruz, you know, couldn't take the heat in New York and had to move to the beach.
Move to the beaches.
That'd be like all those Marines that are sent to retake Panama. They'll be really spinning their rifles on the beach.
Like I say, drill is the worst thing in the world. Like just.
That drill is the worst thing to do because it's probably so meticulous on like cleaning and things, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that scares me. I can't imagine something where someone's criticizing my cleaning because I know that it can never be 100% perfectly clean. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, it stresses me out.
Yeah, I had mega stress attacks with that.
I get nervous. I'm just thinking about it and I'm nervous. Like, I get tight.
Yeah. Yeah, and you had to be perfect in, like, education classes, like, the worst things. And so, yeah, if you were really trying to clean something at an impossible, that would be...
I clean it till I bleed.
Yeah. You would be interesting in that type of situation.
Or I'd be removed really quickly. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Not fit.
Because you wouldn't put up with people's... nonsense. You'd be
I'd be out. I couldn't make it in the military 2 seconds.
No, what if you got into it, you'd be cleaning so well, you
might get a lot of if I loved it, I guess, but
you might get a lot of other people out because you would like
be narking
have stuff
on them.
So clean it would just wreck everyone else's stuff.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, do you think you would try and do the best for everybody, or just let people suffer and just?
I'd be a team player. I love being parts of teams and like in bands and things like that. I just love it. It's my favorite. So, I was hearing about how it's kind of like sad. Like, what's his name? Like Kenan Thompson. Like how he's been on Saturday Night Live for basically ever. Mm-hmm. And it's because he just actually can't quit because he's been in show business since he was like 7 in part of like Troops. He's been a professional actor like his whole entire life, and it's like his favorite things to do, and he loves being part of like groups. He's like, I literally don't think I can stop doing this. He's like, I'm never going to stop. He doesn't want to retire. He like just has to do it. And it's like, yeah, I wonder. I don't know how I made that connection. Weird. Sorry.
Let's see. Sona. If Trevor is mandated into basic military service, there's the boot camp stuff, like all the pointless stuff, just to make maybe it's there just to either. Do you think it's there just for the sake of doing it for tradition, or to drive people to
weed people out?
To weed people like shining boots, you would love that.
Yes, I would.
Some big fancy shoes that are only made for like the dress uniforms. And if you you polish them up just right, you get the mirror in them. So you'd like you'd like that. You have to tie the laces special ways.
Oh, that'd be fun. Now maybe I could get into this now.
Yeah, everything in your little closet would have to be just right. All the hangers just the right distance apart. The bottles all in the facing the right way. These all sound like things you would really like.
Yeah, maybe I would want to be in. Could I play like a snare drum in the band or something?
There's bands, yes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know about guitar. Oh, God.
I don't want to be a military guitar player, no.
Just Brent hates the idea.
So cheesy.
Top, yeah, just...
So cheesy.
Just Top Gun solo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Damn it! Why didn't I play that when I was on American Bases? Oh
Steve
my...
Stevens, baby.
I really should have. That's like a huge regret in my life that I just realized right now. I should have ripped into Top Gun when we were on the bases.
And
people would have lost their minds. Lost it. If I would have just ripped Top Gun... It was fun. I ripped Top Gun out at a band practice recently. Because this guy was like, and I was like, that's like Top Gun. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, and he was like humming it. And all of a sudden I just went, and, just started, and they're like, why do you know Top Gun? I'm like, because why wouldn't I? Oh.
Thought it'd be on bass, maybe. Ooh, Jamaica bass.
Oh yeah, of course. Our band's getting good, you know.
Things might have are heating up.
Sweet opening gig maybe coming up. We'll see. We'll see.
Things are heating up.
Yeah.
Well, if the band don't work out, there's always a music consulting business that the three of us could go into.
Tell me more.
So, we got to talk about Drake here. Like, he's in a predicament and he might need our help. Like, I really don't know where he goes. So I was thinking, like, if we were hired by his team to advise him on his next steps, where would we go? So I guess there's a little bit of background. Drake is usually, like, the number two most popular artist in the world. And he's had a tough year. He got into a little bit of beef with Kendrick Lamar, and it's kind of unanimous. Kendrick came out on top.
And kind of Kendrick's... someone you might not want to actually turns out get into a beef with.
Yeah, and they were buds before the effing problems song with ASAP Rocky, 2 Chainz, and the two of them. They each had their verse, you know. And I think Drake's actually was maybe the best, even though ASAP might be my favorite rapper. And Kendrick had the finale. He turned a pep talk into a pep rally. Probably the best line, but yeah. Yeah, I'm just a rap connoisseur all of a sudden.
Yeah,
where does Drake go from here? He still was like number three in the world, more than Kendrick on Spotify streams and whatnot. But if we were advising him, does he just like forget that ever happened? Or
straight
does
to
he,
Prince
like...
Andrew. Straight to wherever Prince Andrew is hiding and just live out your days on the orphanage.
Well, he's got a stage of comeback. But does, he just, does he keep Kendrick's name? I think that's the way to go. Pretend this didn't happen. Keep Kendrick's name out your mouth and like, just I don't know. I don't know where he go. I need help. This is why we're a trio. Of music
it's over.
It's not though. Like he's still like
it's
popular.
Like, it's the beginning of the end.
It's phase two of his career there. But do you come out absolutely swinging? Do you go MAGA?
I don't know if he could swing. Like he sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not good. He never really was. I don't understand it. But you'd have to be really good, I guess, to swing
against Kendrick again. Do you be buddies with him? And say, we were just playing. Back, let's get Aesop and 2 Chainz back and do effing problems.
Why would
too.
Kendrick want to do that?
I don't know. Do you pay? Drake's got a lot of money. Do you pay Kendrick?
Well, I don't think he cares, though.
Uh-huh.
I think he has enough now. Yeah, it's... No, you just... poked too many bears. Like... Yeah. No.
I
There's
think
no com- there is no coming back unless you just go away for a while, ignore it.
Yeah, for like 5 years.
But young people are very aware, like the pedophile stuff is locked in.
Forever.
Do you make stories up about Kendrick? Say he was at Diddy's party on such and such day? Such and such day? hire the world's best photoshoppers to put him at Diddy's place with him and Jay-Z. I don't know. I think you might have to look at the world of professional wrestling on how to bounce back. When, like, a super big heel, you know, gets his comeuppance and gets, you know, beaten by the baby face, you know, that person's not gone for good. They come back, maybe at a lower level, maybe a little higher mid-card instead of the main event, but they come back with some juice, you know? So, I think you gotta look there.
Sorry, I didn't slaughter, just apologize. Try and make amends with Oakland.
The best analogy of wrestling I've heard recently, to take the rap part out of it,
yeah,
is how Canadian businesses are just like wrestling, where they're pretend fighting, and everybody in the public believes it, but they're all just like price fixing everything, like the three corporations in every sector. It's like wrestling, and they're like, it's all kayfabe, and we all believe it,
like Rogers and Bell.
It's wrestling. It's corporation wrestling, and everybody believes it, and we're all stupid, and they're just like, there's no actual fight or competition.
I got so mad at myself today for other wrestling stuff. My Peloton run today has been my winter activity, is treadmill running, which I can do a couple times and not want to die, I guess. It's better than running on a treadmill without someone telling you to change speeds and so on. It's better. But this one was my rock run, 30 minutes. And then after starting it, the hosts today, British guy, so he's a bit more, you know, Europeans just like they're wrestling a different way. But he's like, this is all inspired by wrestling music. So it was, he had Motorhead, the game, makes sense, right? But then things like, you know, I found out who this band was because they had the theme song on SmackDown, and it was Know Your Enemy by Green Day.
Oh my gosh. Like,
so I guess,
Rage, you mean?
Do you know your enemy?
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, but then it got me.
21st century breakdown, Trevor. Come on, Know Your Green Day.
No, don't.
But then it got me. One song in the middle actually gave me goosebumps. I'm like, oh, I want to die. Can you guess what it would be? Not an entrance song. Like, not Macho Man's song.
Gave
Carter
you
Might. Yeah. One rock song.
Ooh.
Someone that's maybe close to death?
No. Probably My Way, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that came crushing out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the rock in Austin. When it meant something. Is that in your brain, Trevor? Can you? Probably My Way, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that came crushing out.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the rock in Austin. When it meant something. Is that in your brain, Trevor? Can you see them punching back and forth real fast?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you got me with that one.
And promos.
You got me Limp Bizkit. Yeah. But yeah, that's it's still a good. Lately, AEW and their pre-show had some TikTok guy who's a wrestler and a 10-year-old kid. They were speaking for the company. So and wrestling like one of their good but not serious, like older wrestlers in a pre-show thing just to get some attention, and someone made a nice My Way preview of that.
I've seen that guy before, like 2 years ago. No, I wasn't on TikTok 2 years ago, but I don't know. I had seen him on the internet before, and I was going to send it to you guys. Like, this is the absolute like worst thing I've ever seen, and I don't know why I did it, but it's still like, I thought it was a joke, and it's actually like popular Costco guy and Big Justice. He just like, let's eat a cookie from Costco. How many booms would you give that? 6 booms. And he flexes. Boom, boom, boom. 6 times. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, that seems to be extremely popular.
And it was like, okay.
What is it?
That's Carter described the whole thing this time. Someone who reviews Costco products and says they get a boom.
And then they actually like scream boom while like flexing and like.
Ooh.
Yeah, and.
AJ and Big Justice.
What, really?
Yeah, so I see what they're like, okay. Like, I thought it was like a joke, but it's like serious. And it's not like that was like their one version of that video. They do it every day for like 5 years.
And it's extremely popular.
Yeah, for some reason. Like, yeah, there's another kid in it named the Rizzler, and that's like Link's nickname at school. He doesn't know about the Costco guy or the show, but that's what the kids at school call him. Like, it's.
Yeah, the Rizzler is a little kid who's
scratches
round.
His chin.
Yeah, he makes a little face, and that's it. But they're making it. They're hustling.
They're the Roblox of influencers, I guess. Yeah. Oh, Trevor. Oh. Oh. There's so much trash out there for children. I don't know. But who's AJ and Big Justice? Are they for kids, right? I don't know. Or are they for adults? God, you have to be a pretty stupid adult to watch more than two of their videos. This we're gonna eat this super chocolate chunk cookie at Costco. Huh? It's great. How many booms do you give it? It's like, oh, and they're big New Jersey guys. It's so like I've only ever seen like one video or two, but it's like, oh, that's all you need to see. So bad. So bad. Well, but it made so much more sense when it turned out he was like an independent wrestler in New Jersey in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Like, I see it now. Because you're like, is this guy muscular? Is he fat? I can't tell.
Yeah.
He's old wrestler. That's what he is.
Pre-airplane crash Ric Flair was pretty awesome.
Oh, he was huge.
Like Beefcake Ric Flair. Do you ever see that, Brent?
No.
Yeah,
what
before,
does that mean? Like,
he was
big muscle man?
Yeah, he was a big boy. Kind of chubby.
Yeah.
It was very weird, and then he got in a plane crash and like got really skinny.
Since I'm a rap connoisseur, I was watching rap videos on my TV last night. Offset and Metro Boomin had a song called Ric Flair Drip. And Ric Flair was in the video.
Yeah.
I'm so confused and old. Oh, it's great. It was so good.
He'll be
in a video
in the year.
He'll be in a video if you want him to be.
Yeah.
That's
$50.
Those guys are pretty popular though, so yeah, it was an honor, I'm sure, for Rick to be part of that. Yeah.
No. Forever it'll be an honor to have Rick part of anything. Doesn't matter.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, Carter, can you talking about modern rap? Can you comment on my kid's little rap playlist probably from sports teams this year with some of the songs he was.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah. I can't say.
You know nothing of them? You don't know Four Big Guys by Digbar?
No, I don't know Little Fruity.
Three Big Balls by Digbar?
Or is it Digbar? Yeah, it might be.
Digbar. Yeah, sure. Shot of Flow K.
How many listens? Oh, you know, I'm not even going to look at the names of his songs. Yeah, you know, though, he gets about 27 to 30 million views there.
Who does?
Digbar. He gets 1.1 million monthly listens. Let's see. What's like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club get?
Like 7,000.
They get, yeah, less than that. They get 820,000 annual, monthly listeners. Oh, great.
What about Little Fruity with Blueberry Dildo?
Is that a vape?
That's only got 2.5 million views. But, yeah, so 1/10 of... it looks like he only has two songs. which is amazing. That, like, so he's 1/10 of Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and they've you know, been written about by like Rolling Stone, Spin, Blender for the last 25 years, you know, like mainstream in video games and stuff. And Little Fruity puts out two songs and he's got 1/10 of their audience. That's amazing.
I think some of them might
he won't for long, don't worry about it.
I think some of them may be comedy, because now my recommended songs are destroyed.
Oh, I know. My recommended songs are absolutely messed too, because yeah. Link will listen to video game songs, and yeah. Oh, and Janelle gets her own account, pristine and pure. Well, Link has his own now too, but it's still bled into mine.
Like, this is no, yeah. I'm sorry to Christian Adam G. He is no Lonely Island. I had sex with my dog. That's not funny.
What the hell? That's a song?
Mm-hmm. Could be a comedy song, hopefully.
Not cool.
Now the other one, Old Town Hole, if that's an Old Town Road. Weird Al spinoff, that.
Oh, man. Seth is really, really, like, indie. Like, Blex Inc., the song that he likes is Blueberry Gago. It's only got 45,000 listens. Like, wow. Like, when this guy blows up...
He's a tastemaker.
Seth is going to be like, man, he sold out. I used to listen to Blex Inc. before they were popular.
Yeah. These are barely words, so much of it. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's good time.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah, boot camp trip. Yeah, you'd be...
Thrive.
A nightmare boot camp person. Less teacher. Like the drill, just turning exactly 90 degrees with a foot. Oh. Yeah, I'd say the standard rifle drill is not throwing stuff.
Like maneuvering, or?
Yeah, you slap it. There's two levels of slapping, but zero level of, like, tossing it in the air.
Mm-hmm. Do you get music when you do it? Is there music?
Not often, no.
And if it is, is it just like
that's for
a marching walking drum?
Yes.
Now, did you ever get a backing track? Can you ever get, like, your own song if you want? Or is that not a thing? I'm not joking. I'm just asking. I don't know. Like, is there competitions where you could do it to, like, Black Eyed Peas or something? No, okay, no. It sounds like no.
I don't think so.
I don't know, because this seemed like it could have, but okay.
Oh, there could be probably bagpipes. It's probably classic. Mm. But yeah, the drum, you understand what a marching song yep. is? Drum hits, foot hits.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't think there's that much room for messing around.
Guys,
Carter.
We did such a good job with the Drake consultation. We've got another we've got another Class A person needing our advice quickly.
This is just breaking news.
Trudeau needs help. He needs our help.
Oh, Trudeau.
What's he to do? Is he going to stay on for re-election, resign right now? What's going to happen? He needs our help. What do you advise him to do?
It's so far away.
What, the election?
Is this no confidence thing going to happen?
Perhaps. He's Yeah. Feels
and
like
then we're
going to
have an election.
Yeah, and he would lose the election. So I think resigning's the right thing right now, and then maybe Chrystia Freeland would be the leader, and then she would lose the election.
Yeah, I guess it's just time to pick the woman leader to get throttled.
To get destroyed. As... We got to pull some America. We're like
It's her turn.
It's her turn. That's why we elect people. It's their turn. And Yagmeet is just over. Like, he's just he should resign. Like, this would be prime time for the MDP to do something, and it's not going to be with
him. It would be.
And it's not him. The guy's a loser. It's not happening. I love him. I would vote for him. He probably should be prime minister. It ain't happening. It's over.
Yeah, it actually would be prime time for the NDP.
This is their best chance they've ever had, and they're going to ride it. They're going to get the guy that has
15%.
16% of the vote, as usual. Good job, and then he'll resign. Good job. Good job. That was your best chance you've had in 20 years. Good job. Trudeau should stay on.
It was NDP good how they were working together. You know, so like it makes you feel almost, well, no, not here, but it might make people feel a bit more confident voting for NDP, knowing that they'll work together. I don't know.
Minority government was the best thing that we could have in this country for the people. Any minority government in this country is better, historically.
Yeah.
More things for actual humans happen when... it's a fact. Most of the biggest changes in Canadian history happens in a minority government in Canada, so...
I've never looked into it. It's interesting.
That's what's best for us. But we're about to get some nice oligarchy happening, so cool. At least we're not poor, so that's okay. That's what I'm thankful for these holidays, that I'm not poor, because everybody else is gonna be really soon, probably, which is terrifying. You can't even have a job anymore. You can't even just have a job and live a life. It's impossible. It turns out it's just actually impossible just to go to work and be a person and live. You can't do that now.
So. Oh, what did you have for supper there, Tony?
What do you mean? I had some pasta.
Yeah, I had crab legs.
I had some Italian food.
You know, I got the crab legs because it's cheaper than the beef because the price of cattle's out of control. Frick, those crab legs were so good, though.
Oh, I was just drinking. I was having Italian food, you know. I'm on a big Italian kick lately. Okay. With my plumbing brothers. Guess what I'm going to be for Halloween next year?
Oh, no.
There's 100% chance I'm going as Luigi from Nintendo. Oh.
Well, I'm going to send you a picture. You know who has been Luigi?
I love that, man. I'm sorry, put it on the pod if you want.